Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Charbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. My guest today is Pascal Dio, the director of Venice Production Bridge, which just ended. And how are you, first of all?
I'm fine.
You're fine. You're relaxed.
Relaxed now a little bit.
And happy for the results so far. I mean, for what you know so far, is it?
Yes, very happy. Very happy because not only because of the increasing figures that we had as far as the professional who has been attending the festival and the market, especially, or the number of meetings or whatever and the deals and so on, but also because for the first time I had for this year a lot of professional telling me that we had reached a second level within the market. And which was englobing, if I can say so, the quality of the project of the Venice Gap financing market, the quality of the publisher who were invited for the market, and so on and so on. So it was everyone was very happy and still in a very relaxed atmosphere, which is primordial for me.
You told me in our first interview that the way the market was structured this year made space for more one-to-one meetings, which are increased, and for a wider possibilities of encounters. So how did it happen, actually?
Just if I start with the Venice Gap financing market, uh-huh. To give you an example, last year we had around 607 exactly pre-scheduled meetings. This year we had almost 1,000, and we end up with almost 1,200 meetings for 47 projects.
Three days.
So it means that they were really busy, having meetings back to back every 30 minutes. But it has been very intense for them. But at the end of the day, they were very happy because they had met, as you know, key decision makers. And a lot of them are more or less already negotiating deals.
So, and then, of course, as we said many times, the surroundings and the ambience of the Venice Production Bridge is really helpful because it's like a family-run restaurant, more or less. This is it. And I can imagine that for professionals in the production fields, having the possibility of optimizing time and meetings is the best for them because they always work on time, money, and time, mm-hmm. time. Listen, we already talk as Fred Radio with the VR people and with Alessandro Speciale for the Final Cut program. I wanted to talk to you about a little bit more about the book film. Oh, I never get that. Can you tell me?
It's a bomb.
Yeah, exactly.
Book adaptation rights market.
Exactly. So, how did it go? It was more attended than last year's, for what I know.
Yes, and it went well because last year we had 15 publishers, this year we had 19, including publishers coming from outside Europe, one from America and another one, Kadokawa, from Japan, who is the most important publishers in Japan. And what was interesting is that, of course, the number of meetings have increased from 250, it went up to 380. But at the same time, it was the general feeling that the publishers and the producers had together. Because my aim, as you know, is for me not to try to ask the publisher to sell one book, but mm-hmm. to establish a long-term
relationship.
Absolutely. And it works. Because for all the ones who were there last year came back and told me that throughout the year, they have been able to send several novels or graphic novels or children literature to a lot of different producers, and some of them are in negotiation.
So this works. So the market works very well, and you have like three main sections. With the new VR section this year, there will be, I think it's going to be increased next year because it went really well. It was a huge success. So there is still our space to be better, to be the AA market, you know? Which are Which the ideas do you have, if you have any, so far?
There is always
a
way to improve and to go. But
I was asking this because, you know, Venice has some very nice characteristics in terms of spaces, but some flaws in terms of spaces, because the Lido is this. Spaces are not as many. So it will be your work to optimize the spaces you have and the time you have.
Indeed, and that's why we are, at the same time, if I can say so, limiting ourselves mostly to production and to help producers, because the Venice production bridge will never be a sales and buy market. Mm. And so what I would like to do, it's, of course, to strengthen a little bit more the three pillars you were speaking about, but also probably to develop a kind of VR market. Because, as you were saying, because of the success of the VR island that we have been creating, and also because I think it's a new technology which is very interesting, and it has been, if I can underline, also by the European Commission, because it was the main topic of the European Film Forum.
Yeah, because there are some issues in terms of business models which are to be
absolutely
dealt.
And the new commissioner. European Commissioner Maria Gabriel for the Digital Economy and Society was there in order to push a little bit further the reflection and some leads about the future of the digital and, of course, VR and everything, which will be more and more important within the media policy.
Well, so thank you very much for being with us. Thank you very much for your job.
Now
you can rest. You can go on holiday. You mean you will never go on holiday?
No,
now,
not
of course
really,
not.
But
well, whatever. You can at least have a little more relaxed time so far. Well, thank you very much to Pascal Dio, the director of Venice Production Bridge. I'm Angelo Cerbi from the Venice Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.